we've seen this revival last a lot longer because of that. Because revival isn't a meeting. You know, revival is like a lifestyle. Revival is in us. It's not, you know, it's not like around us. It's in us. We are fire starters. And, you know, like Paul Kane says, when I sleep and when I raise the dead, the pay is the same. You know, if you want something that's lasting, you can't burn yourself out. You know, recently we've taken on probably way too many things because God's highlighted this house and he's highlighted our worship department and he's breathing on stuff and there's so much action, there's motion, there's all this stuff that's going on. Yeah. And, but recently I felt sometimes the good can take away from the great or the God. The good can be the enemy of God. And where there's favor sometimes, it can be a real distraction for what God actually wants you to do. And when God, some of you are going to be highlighted and going to be put on big stages, and some of you are going to be in the closet for the rest of your life. And you all have to be happy with that. But when the temptation comes and you're put on a big stage, there's temptation that's different than when you're in the closet and vice versa. And we have to learn how to go to the source no matter what. You know, we wrote a song, Jen and Jeremy and Ian and I wrote a song called Love Came Down. And we wanted to write a song about, actually we were driving in a car, for, I think it was from LA or something, driving home. And we wanted to write a song about both sides of life. You know, when I'm in the darkest season of my life and then when I'm in the best season of my life. You know, when I'm in the darkest season of my life, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to push through. When I'm in the best season of my life, I'm going to remind myself of what you've done in this season, and I'm going to stay desperate for you, God. That's what we need to do no matter what, no matter where you're at in life. We need to have that. And so recently, we've taken on a lot of things, and we've kind of postponed a few things that could be really amazing. You know, if someone were to ask you tomorrow, hey, I want you to come and I want you to play worship, and I want you to play in a 50,000-seater auditorium.